Welsh and Irish agreement has been around since the 1960s, and it's actually never been put on a legislative footnote. When you think about that, the common travel area has been around since 1922 or 23 or 24, or whenever it was, and it was never put on a legislative footnote either. For all that time, you'd wonder really what government actually does. And they become a major crisis when all of a sudden we realise, oh my God, this is going to happen, and we've done nothing on it. You get this whole rushed basis then of legislation to actually deal with these issues. I mean, it's appalling, really. And it's a sad reflection on this Dáil. This is about fishing, and it's about the reciprocal arrangements with northern fishing vessels and stuff like that there in the south. But yet, we don't actually know how much fish northern vessels catch in Irish waters, or how much fish Irish vessels catch in northern waters. We don't know any of this. So what are we actually talking about here? What we are talking about is making sure that access is guaranteed for Dutch vessels to take mussel seed across here, across the state, and that's what we're ensuring to do. Another example of the nonsensicalness of this department is that it allowed Irish-based fishermen based around our coast to buy northern resident vessels so that they can get into it, because the whole situation is so expensive here that fishermen who grow up in the communities and they want to do that livelihood cannot afford to get into it, because we have this nonsensical system where the previous government has allowed this whole tonnage system to become a private market, and so fishermen and people are excluded from it. So you've allowed and turned a blind eye to people buying licences, boats in the north and fishing them in the south, because you've allowed all that to happen. And I think it's just appalling.